like holidays, Brother Neil. It gives you, you know, just a good excuse to preach something. And, of course, Easter, there's 1,000 texts you could take or more. Never exhaust it all. Amen. Let's start in Matthew this morning. And I want you to look with me. I really prayed and tossed several things over. Settled on this scripture here. I felt like the Lord wanted me to talk about something here. I want you to look with verse 31 of the 25th chapter. We're going to start 26 chapters, excuse me, 26, Matthew chapter 26, and we'll begin reading verse 31. Amen. The Lord would deal and move and help us this morning in the service. We appreciate Brother Neil and Sister Joanne, and an honor for them to be here, and all of you. It's good to see Corey here from what planet is it? Is it Connecticut? Okay, Connecticut. Amen. Sister Jamie's sister, we are just thrilled she's here. And Sister Kathy's here. We're glad she's here. Amen. It's good to have Brother Don here. Amen. Good to have you. And it looks like you, little girl. That's not her, is it? There, is that her? All right. God bless her. Good to have all you here today. I've missed some of you. I don't intend to because I've got to preach some here. Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Now, brother, the Son of God just said some marvelous things in here already. And you know, really, if these words are written in red, then you'd best believe them. Amen. And the Lord looked at these disciples and said, every one of you are going to be offended with me tonight. Now, they didn't feel like they were going to betray. Their emotions, their zeal, their stamina in them, they just could not believe it. Amen. And Peter expressed that, and Peter was wrong. But here's what he said. Peter answered and said to him, now I want you to notice the terminology here. He said, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee, this night before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. Before this night is over, you're going to deny me three times. Well, Peter still wasn't convinced. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Likewise also all the disciples, all of them said that. Amen. Now, do I have to turn and read this? I probably don't even have to turn and read it, do I? Verse 56. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Oh, my. Oh, my. I want to preach this, and I won't be long. I'm fixing dinner for the preacher today. And he let me know that he believed in the Holy Ghost and the roast. So when the Holy Ghost is all through, we go to the next step. All right? And I believe in that too. I want to preach on this failure. I want to preach on it, and you say, well, brother, that's pretty negative. It's not going to be negative. You can't hardly be negative on Easter. But I want to preach about this failure of Peter here in the Scripture. And you know, really, it's in every gospel. You can't hide it. You can't avoid it. It's told for all the world to see, the failure of Peter. And I want to end up this morning with this. I want to preach on a transformation of failure. All right? But first, I want you to look with me a little bit here this morning. The Son of God, of course, he told Peter what was going to happen. How do you feel this morning about your place with Jesus? Is it pretty secure? Amen. Come on. I said, really, we've got a whole lot of trouble upon us. Amen. The world, the economy is failing. Our health is failing. The health, care in the world is so astronomical and out of control, that, you know, it looks like everything is failing. But brother, if we talk about failure, if our economy does fail, if our government fails, and you know it's not beyond failing, somebody say amen. But what's important tonight is that our moral stand with God does not fail. But how many knows that our country, amen, looks like is on that trail to fail? Somebody say amen. But I want to preach about us this morning. Amen. It is vital that we stay, amen, in fellowship with the Son of God. It is vital. We see Peter here, and you know, of course, the other disciples went right along with him. But it was Peter that said, Lord, though others do, I will not. You may be sitting in here this morning, and you may have been raised in Sunday school, and you may have been told just how to live, and you may have even vowed to yourself, I'll never quit. I'll live for God. Amen. I remember as a little boy, Sunday, realizing what Easter was, I remember all the little girls in their little hats, and all these pretty colors, the pinks and blues, and the flowers, and the little guys all dressed up, you know, sometimes their mama even makes them wear a hat. Boy, I tell you, I've seen mamas look at them, I don't want to throw it in the creek so bad that they can't hardly stand it. And they wear those little white patent leather shoes. Amen. You can't hardly wade the creek in them. I'll tell you that. Amen. But everybody gets set. And you've probably been there too. Amen. And you might have said like Peter did, I'll never forsake you. Amen. Come on now. But brother, the truth of the matter is, amen, we fail sometimes. Amen. Come on. Amen. We fail sometime, and Peter failed miserably. Amen. Here in this Easter day, this Easter message, we see a failure. Amen. But can I tell you, the world may not forgive a failure. Amen. Just remember Benedict Arnold. Hallelujah. Amen. The world may not get over it. You may not get over it. But can I tell you, because of Easter? Amen. Oh, I wish I was a preacher this morning. Because of the death of Christ, because of the resurrection, amen, there's a second opportunity, amen, for a failing saint. Somebody say amen. Oh, I want to preach to you today. God help me preach to you. Whoo, I want to preach the gospel. First, before I preach on this, amen, and Lord help me to do it. I come to church and preach the gospel. And Brother Neil, you have too. And he told me about the motorhomes that you rode since 74. Yeah. Amen. And how many you've wore out. Yeah. But they haven't wore you out yet. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. But we keep going. Amen. Because listen, let me tell you something, church. Amen. If we fail in a lot of things, we make and recover. Listen. But if we fail to be saved when we leave this world, amen. If we gain the whole wide world and lose our soul, amen. You know why the preacher never really leaves the pulpit shining up his Sunday school pins and saying, I really did the job today. I can't ever remember feeling that way, Brother Neil. I've never heard Brother Neil preach a camp meeting like the time you preached on hell and had them lay at the door of the tabernacle. Amen. And you wept and cried, and many prayed, but some did not. And you left there with your head down and your heart broke. Amen. Because if we fail, amen, if I, amen, do not touch you with the gospel this morning, and you fail in your position with God, you say, I'll never do it. That's what Peter said. He had a confidence, amen, within himself. But how many knows that we must cast our confidence in something besides ourselves, or we'll fail before morning. Hallelujah. Now stay with me now. Oh, somebody help this preacher. I know this is probably a little negative, some of it. I want to talk about the, amen, before. I want to preach on the facts of this failure. Amen. Number one, it was Peter's self-confidence got him in trouble. He that thinketh he stand. Come on now, church. I'll tell you, we come in on an Easter Sunday or any Sunday, we ought to come in the house with humility. Somebody say amen. We ought to come in the house with humility. We're not going to go to heaven on our intellect, on our personality, of our ability to sway the crowd. Amen. Come on. Amen. He had too much, amen, confidence in Peter and not enough in what the Lord had to say. Amen. Notice what the Bible said. This will be real quick, but I want you to get it. I need to talk to you about it. Amen. He was self-confident. And number two, amen, the Lord told him, took three of them out, and he said, you need to come with me, amen, and I want you to pray for an hour. Amen, come on, I want you to pray for an hour. Notice he did not say play for an hour. He said, I want you to pray with me for 1 hour. Amen, he took them into the garden, and there he got down to pray. Amen, he looked back over his shoulder, and there was those men asleep. I tell you where America is tonight. Amen. The fact is, amen, they're failing. They're failing in their confidence. They're failing in their prayer life. Oh, help me preach. You're in here this morning and you feel like a failure. Amen. You haven't kept the standard that you set for yourself. You haven't kept the hope, amen, that you had for yourself. Amen. And you can track it back when the Lord said, pray an hour. Amen. We have something else to do. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen. That is the trail to fail. Amen. Come on. Stay with me now. I want to get to the good part of this. The next thing I see, the Bible said, amen, that Peter, when they come to take Jesus, Peter, amen, had already failed to pray. And now when he comes to his hour of temptation, Jesus told him, how many knows that Jesus told him to watch and pray? Lest you enter into temptation. Now he's standing in the garden, and you know his impulse was, just like mine and yours, look, we're getting ready to go through something. How you react will tell, amen, whether or not, amen, you got the goods or not. Amen, Peter drew the sword, amen, and he cut off the high priest servant's ear. Amen, that's the way he was going to fight it out. Amen, I want to tell us something. Amen, our country is in trouble tonight. Are you listening? I said our country is in trouble. Amen, we can't just draw the sword and fight our way out of this. God's got a plan. Somebody say amen. Amen. Peter is getting ready to fail. The fact is, he took things in his own hands again. And you have too. But you can't get it done. Oh God, help me preach a little this morning. Give me a few minutes. I'll be done here by 11:30 probably. Amen. The next thing the Bible said, they took Jesus and they all forsook him and fled. Amen. You say, not me. That's what he said. I read it to you. He said, though everybody else does, I won't do it. Amen. I want to ask you, you're saying that this morning. I want to ask you something. Amen. Are you praying? Huh? Come on. Stay with me. Are we taking things into our own hands? Now, the Bible said they forsook him and fled, and they led Jesus, amen, into Caiaphas' hall. Amen. And the Bible said that Peter did what? Amen. He followed afar off. Oh, he was in within view. Amen. But not in fellowship. Amen. I wonder this morning, amen, if we just come every Easter, are we going to succeed? I don't think so. If we just come at Christmas, are we going to succeed? I don't think so. If we just come when we get good and ready, are we going to succeed? I hardly think so. I wish somebody would say amen. He followed him afar off. Amen. When they had a shouting meeting, he didn't feel it. Amen. When the preaching was preached, he didn't even hear it. When it come time, amen, to give devoted, amen, he was following afar off. Amen. I want to preach to my church here this morning. Now I want you to notice, I'm showing you this trail to failure. Listen to me. They're setting off a quiet, brother. Sitting there, and you know, next, the Bible said he came up, and they had built a fire. If you read these scriptures, they had built the fire, and it was the high priest's servant that built the fire. You read that in John, I believe it is. It talks about who kindled the fire. Here's a man that he just drew the sword and cut off his ear. Now he's eased over. Amen. And here's what he's saying, Brother Wayne. He said, you know, I used to believe it like that, but I just don't hardly believe it's that strict anymore. Huh? Oh, somebody say amen if you can. Huh? That's what's happened in the heart of this man that's all on his way to a sad ending. Are you listening to me? I'm going to spend the last 15 minutes in this transformation. But I got to tell you something. Amen. Yeah, we've got churches everywhere, and I'm not against any church. Amen. But I want to tell us something here at King Mountain. Amen. We cannot warm by the devil's fire. Amen. Come on. Amen. And still succeed with God. Come on. Amen. We got to do like Paul and say, I will bear the reproach with him outside the camp. Now I want you to notice what happens next. Amen. He begins to reject and refuse the identity of being a disciple of Christ. That's where you're at, friend. You get on the job and you don't want nobody to know you're a holiness man. Amen. You get out there in the mall and you dress in a way you don't want the world knowing. Amen. That you're a sanctified woman. How is somebody help me preach? Amen. You're in the path of a failure. Amen. I wish I could preach to you this morning. Amen. Peter is failing. He's failing the one that loves him more than anybody. Amen. Come on now. And here's what happened. And I'm just about ready, but look what happened. I want to preach on this transformation of this failure. You're here this morning. And a lot of times we get up and preach and huck and buck and lay the blade and bust the hide. And brother, I believe in it. Amen. Yes, sir. I've heard this man do it, but I've also seen him lean across that pulpit with tears running down his face, and he'll tell you, you may have failed, and there's no need for me to say it's not a failure when you follow far off, when you curse and say, I never knew him. Amen. When you're warmed by the devil's fire. Amen. One man said Peter wasn't wicked. He was just weak, but his weakness led to wickedness. Amen. And now he's denied the Lord. Amen. But I want you to see what the Bible said. The Bible said in John, and I believe John wrote this because he was there and saw it happen. Amen. The Bible said Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Amen. Come on now. You're sitting in this house. Amen. You used to go to Sunday school. You used to have the anointing of God. You used to feel the presence of the Lord, and you don't feel it now. But I'll tell you what I do feel. I feel his eyes upon you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's looking at you and he's saying your failure is not final. Somebody say amen. I'm going to take myself to that old cross and I'm going to give you the power of the resurrection and the power, amen, of the life of Christ, that you can turn your failure around. Hallelujah. I want you to look now. I took you down the trail where he failed. Now I want you to look at this transformation for just a few minutes. And brother, this is what happened to me. Amen. I was raised right. Amen. Not to lie and cuss and cheat people. Amen. I sure was. But I failed in all of it. Amen. But one day I saw this Savior from this old rugged cross looking my way. And in those eyes, Sister Mary, I didn't just see condemnation. But I saw love and gentleness and kindness. And I saw, amen, convict in my heart. I saw a holy man. Amen. That was promising me that I could be holy if I just do what he said, and I just love his word, and I just follow the word of the Lord in my life. Are you here this morning? I know we have folks in here, maybe a house full, that says I can't do it, I'm a failure. Hallelujah. But Jesus said you can do it. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible said that Peter, when he saw the Lord looking at him. Now, I want you to look at something with me here. I want you to look just for a minute at Judas and Peter. Now, here's where you're at, friend. There's no secret that you failed the Lord. In your heart, you may be acceptable in the eyes of the church even. But inside, you know. You promised him you'd never fail, but you failed him miserably. Oh, but he's looking at your way now. Huh? The Bible said that Judas, seeing that he was condemned, he saw the condemnation. He saw that he was condemned, that he had betrayed an innocent man. But did not Peter betray an innocent man? Oh, yes, he did. Amen. But I'll tell you, he didn't just see condemnation. Amen. Judas thought it was all over. Amen. Come on now. I wish Peter had went somewhere and got on his knees and cried out to God and not went to hell. He didn't have to go. Somebody say amen. You say, I don't understand. Amen. I wish I was a preacher in here. You come here on Easter Sunday because somebody pressured you. Somebody invited you. It was the day of the year that you promised to come. But you're here this morning and you say, preacher, every time I come, you make me feel like a sinner. You make me feel like a failure. But I'm here to preach to you this morning. Amen. Because of Calvary. Amen. Because of an empty tomb. Amen. He can take that failure and turn it around and transform it by the grace and power of God. Oh, I'm about to feel like shouting here. Do you think that church is just for us to invite you in here just to tell you how much better we are than you? Not right. We were all just like you. And by the grace of God, without the grace of God, we'd all be worse than that right now. I wish somebody would say, man, look at I'm about done. Amen. 10 minutes. But I'll tell you what, I don't want to choose sawbriars for 10 minutes. I want to feel the Holy Ghost in this house this morning. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Life. Amen. The trail that we're on will cause us to fail God and fail ourselves. Amen. But I want you to know something. Amen. Christ did not intend for Peter. Amen. He said, listen, I have prayed for you. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Amen. I'm going to pray that you don't fail. Ultimately, come on now. Amen. I'm going to pray that you don't fail. I feel a transformation in the look of the Son of God. I believe it still works. I said, I believe it still works this morning. I believe the Lord's eyes are still upon you. Peter went out and wept bitterly. Then I really don't know where he went from there. Amen. But 3 days later, listen to me now. 3 days later, you know the story. Amen. Who was the first to the tomb? How many remembers reading it? What was her name? Huh? Who was the first? Mary Magdalene. There was a day she was the worst. She had 7 devils in her. Amen. You say, wonder what she was. Was she a prostitute? Was she a harlot? What was she? She had seven devils. Praise, she could have been anything the devil wanted her to be. Huh? Wicked and vile. Y'all help me preach this morning. Here's a woman that had seven devils in her. Amen. Lewd and full of the devil. Amen. But Christ had cast them out. And now on that first day of the week, early in the morning, amen, Magdalena came, amen, looking for her Lord who had set her free and cast the devil out of her. If there's anybody that was a failure, amen, she was. You think she was a good mother? She wasn't a good mother. You think she was a good companion? She wasn't a good companion. You think she was an honest citizen? She was a terrible citizen. But brother, I see her now, amen, with the myrrh and aloes, amen, coming with the saints of God, amen, to the empty tomb. And I hear a voice say, Mary. And I hear her say, Master. And I hear him say to her, go tell my disciples. And that old failure, amen, come on now, go tell him. Amen, can you believe it? Mary Magdalena came, the failure of failures, and tell Peter, amen, the Lord's back. He's not gone. He's alive, and he wants to see you, and he's coming to see you. I know you've heard all this before. Huh? Peter got shook up, him and John. Him and John run out to the tomb. I'll tell you what Peter was happy about. And here I believe, Brother Neil, is the message of the hour. I believe it is. I don't believe, Jesus said he come not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I still believe it is the hour where failures, amen, go and look into the empty tomb. And inside their heart, they think, maybe I'll get another chance to stand. Huh? Are you like out here this morning? Amen. You feel like a failure. You've not kept any of the vows you made. Amen. Hey, you've disappointed yourself and everybody else. You're trying to pretend and make excuse. Amen. But you really know. But now you hear your name called. And he's saying, Mary. And you know it's the Master. You feel him right now. It's been a while since you shouted as a little boy, as a little girl in camp meeting. It's been a while since you wore your little Easter frock. Amen. And quoted the scripture. And picked the, amen, the dogwood, and looked, hey, come on now, amen, but you're here this morning, and you think it's all over, and you're a failure forever, but you hear a voice say, Mary, amen, go tell Peter, amen, come on, it's not final, I have risen, and because I've risen, you can come alive, hallelujah. You know the story. From the time Christ died at 50 days. 50 days. You're in this house this morning. Don't you tell me. I know you're here. You're here and you thought your victory and your grace, your place with God was over forever. But you know, 50 days after he was cursing and swearing and denying the identity with Christ, following afar off and warming by the devil's fire. 50 days later, he stands up at the day of Pentecost. Amen. And preaches the everlasting gospel. Amen. And how many got saved? 3,000 souls got saved. And then just a little while, 8,000. Five more, 8,000. Built the church. Come on now! I tell you what, how are we gonna build this church at King Mountain? We're not gonna build it by just, amen, hanging our standards out on the sign. Amen, and saying we're living better than you. Amen, and we ought to live right. Don't get me wrong. Amen, but we'll build this church. But letting this lost, broken, hurting world, amen, and you that are in here this morning, let you know that the tomb is empty, and Christ has called your name, and he'll come and fix your life, and put you back on the right track. Oh, I wish somebody would say amen. Oh yeah, you know what's caused you to fail. Amen, your pride. Amen, your lack of prayer. Your distance between the Lord. You're enjoying the things of the world. Has caused you to fail God. But I hear him tonight say, it can be different. You can turn back to me. I'll put the power
fire of God in you. I'll make a soul winner out of you. I'll sanctify you holy. I'll make you a child of God. Hallelujah.
How many believes this morning? Believe it? Amen. Brother, y'all come and sing something for me. How many believes this morning? I believe in this. I believe in this. I believe in this. Huh? Are you on that road? What a crisis we're in. What a crisis America's in. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but how many have prayed for America this week? What a crisis our churches are in. Let me ask you, how many has been faithful to your church this week? Huh? It got quieter there. Come on now. We're in a crisis. Our homes are in crisis. Amen. Come on now. How many of us this morning knows, amen, that help me preach. Come on, church, help me preach a little bit. There's lives in this house this morning. You have not lived up to the standard that you had hoped for yourself and others. And you say, I might as well quit. That's what Judas said. That's what Judas said. That's not what you need to say. The Lord has come in here this morning to tell you, amen. He can make you different. He can turn this failure around. Somebody lift your hands and praise the Lord this morning. He can turn this around for you. Now, I know, I'm going to reach for somebody this morning, amen, that the Lord needs to say. While they're saying something, in the saints of God, bow your heads just a moment.
I was a sinner, wretched and vile as could be. I had reached desperation, for tomorrow no hope could I see. I came to the Master, He took me just as I was. With love and compassion, He put my sins under the blood. Oh, they're under.
He'll do it this morning.
My sins are hidden there, washed by the flood of the crimson river to the depths of the sea. Never to be remembered, my sins.
While the saints are praying, I wonder who I preached to this morning. Anybody? Anybody like to get right with God this morning? Like to come back in favor with the Lord? Amen. Like to be used of God again? Is there one in here this morning? Maybe you slip your hand and say, preacher, have the church pray for me this morning. I'd like to get a hold of God. I'd like to get back where I was with the Lord. Anybody in here like that this morning?
Satan brings to remembrance the man I used to be.
Anybody here been hungry for God, longing for the Lord? You don't like the separation? You don't like the company you've been keeping? You'd like to get back in the fellowship of the saints? Is there one in here this morning? Lost without the Lord? Is there one?
I'm not the man I was.
The devil browbeat you. Say you're just a failure.
God, I'm forgiven my sins.
Christ said, I come
they're
to turn this failure around.
Oh,
how about it? Put it under the blood. Forgiveness. The forgiveness of sin.
The
redemption.
The
ransom has been paid this morning. Would you stand with
never
me all over?
To be remembered, my sins are under the blood.
Anybody feel like praying this morning?
There, washed by the flood of the crimson river.
Anybody like to get forgiveness for your sins this morning?